Welcome to the January 21st recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published. And right now, that is the second and fourth Friday every month during the session. Please make sure to check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access information available through links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Thanks, Leslie. And I don't think it's too late to wish everybody a Happy New Year one more time. And welcome to 2022. The legislative session is off and running. The legislature has been in session almost a week now. They've introduced approximately 100 plus bills, several of those education related. And we know from past experience that there will be many more education bills coming. So as we kind of look into our crystal ball, we have a couple of things that we can look at that we talk about in the School Board Advocate this week. And one of them is the governor's budget request. Obviously, the governor is required to submit a budget every year, and then the General Assembly basically takes it apart, puts it together the way they'd like to see it, and then they pass a budget in the late spring. While the budget document that the governor submits rarely looks like the final budget, it does give us a pretty good indication of where the governor is in his priorities. So having said that, he is in a good place this year as he submits the budget. Colorado's economy has recovered to a higher degree than other economies around the nation in related to effects of the COVID pandemic. They've got some additional money from the federal government that they still have to spend, so a significant chunk of that as well. Governor Polis is really looking at targeting a couple of things. He certainly has some long-time personal things that he would like to see done, including some much-needed state repairs and some of those things. He also has talked about prepaying, what he calls prepaying, with some of this one-time money on some things like PARA, Colorado Employee Retirement Association, which, of course, is important to CASB member boards because most of your employees are PARA members. And so as he submitted that, so I would encourage you to go over to the CASB website, log in, read the full School Board Advocate. If you didn't see it in your mailbox, it is available on the website. Take a look at that. The other big thing happening this year will be two new state departments. The Department of Early Childhood and the Behavioral Health Administration are brand new organizations at the state level that need to be stood up. Brand new staffs, regulations, rules, the whole shebang. So that will be important. CASB has been involved with both of those committees as they have gone, and we will be following up as the bills to enable those departments to be created come forward in the next month or so. The other piece that we always talk about, obviously, is school finance. And the Joint Budget Committee heard something that, to my near memory, let's just say it that way, I have not heard them say before. So Craig Harper, who is the budget analyst for the JBC in relation to school finance, and in my opinion is one of the finest minds related to school finance in the state, he understands the system cold, told the committee when he presented that there is an opportunity this year due to some funds that they didn't anticipate they were going to have, some federal funds that they may actually be able to fully pay off the budget stabilization factor for this budget year. So currently that would be approximately $572 million, a large sum of money that would make a huge difference in school finance for this year. Now, having said that, there are lots of things that have to happen before a budget is finally passed this spring. And there will be lots of competing interests on how we might spend some of that money. But the mere fact that the budget analyst for the JBC is saying that we might actually be able to pay off the budget stabilization factor for this year is huge. Throw into the mix then the Interim School Finance Committee, Legislative Committee on School Finance, and they are going to bring bills related to tweaking how at-risk students are funded, changing the formula a little bit there, and potentially also adding some additional money for students with special education needs. So that will be a bit of a competing interest. The interim committee basically has decided that barring some new sustainable funds, it's probably not possible to rework the whole formula. And so they are looking at a few specific things. We will have all of that information available for you. And again, if you head over to the CASB website, click on the advocacy tab, and then the 2022 legislative session, you will have access to all of those tools, including the CASB Bill Tracker, where we track all of the bills, gives you all the information available. If you do not know who your legislators are, you can find your legislators by school district. If you are not a text person and prefer more of a pictorial display, we've got a great interactive graphic that shows all of the bills, where they are in the process, who's introduced them, what they're related to. That's also available over there as well. Then, of course, we have links to a number of other resources for you. So that is over and available on the CASB website. You will need your membership logon, but CASB staff is more than happy to help you figure that out. Another advocacy opportunity coming up on Tuesday, January 25th, CASB members will have an opportunity to meet with the majority of Colorado's Colorado delegation to Congress, their staff and some of the members as well. On Tuesday, January 25th, we have meetings confirmed with most of the representatives, Senator Hickenlooper, and then Senator Bennett. His office is going to schedule their meeting in February, and we're hoping to get Senator Bennett on live with CASB members. So those details are over there. You do need to register just so that we know who is coming. So I encourage you to head over to the CASB website and sign up for those congressional meetings. The other thing that we want to highlight this week is the upcoming CASB Winter Legislative Conference. I think we have a great program of keynote speakers, including both the immediate past Colorado Teacher of the Year and the current Colorado Teacher of the Year. We're going to have a media panel talking about 2022. It's going to be a fascinating year for politics in Colorado with new state and Senate districts, a new congressional district, the 8th congressional district, a governor's race, and so lots going on. And then we will close with a session on the Colorado redistricting process and how, for the first time, a citizen committee helped draw the maps for the new districts, both for the State House, State Senate, and the congressional districts as well. That will be February 24th and 25th here in Denver at the Grand Hyatt. Unless they believe the early bird deadline is this week. Is that correct?
Yes, Friday, the 21st.
So sign up by the 21st of January, save yourself a few dollars, and then come join us at the CASB Winter Legislative Conference. The other highlight of that is we have a reception with legislators. And the last few years prior to COVID, we had a very good turnout. Legislators very happy to come by and talk to their school board members and chat and find out what's on your mind. So I encourage you to do that. And then the last thing I would say is if you are interested in the CASB Legislative Resolutions Committee, those meetings are available to all CASB members to sit in and listen. There are a few spots still available on the committee, depending on what CASB district you are. But if you just want to sit in and listen and get the latest information, the 2nd and the 4th Friday, and if you will just email me, mcook@casby.org, be more than happy to get you the calendar invite so you can sit in and listen to those LRC meetings. So Leslie, with that, I believe that's all the highlights from the School Board Advocate this week.
Thank you, Matt. This wraps it up for the January 14th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. Look for our next recording near the end of the month. And until then, have a great week.